One of the things that I wanted to share with you is that when it comes to managing resources, we know today that we have just one planet, right? Just one planet. Yet we have growth population, and we know that in the future we need to be able to hopefully feed them all, and you as the farmers know that very, very well. So in our technology, what happened was 1998, BASF created the original biopolymer. Now, this particular biopolymer is called EcoFlex. It is globally certified to be compostable in an industrial situation. And what happens is that we created a molecule that the microorganism actually realizes that they can digest, use it as energy, and the result is basically compost, CO2, and water. So this technology was introduced to help initially with what we call waste diversion, taking organic matter out of the landfill and being able to use that in compost, which we all know can be a soil remediator, can be plant potting soil, so variations of such. And as we created this market, we also found that there were new opportunities, some in packaging. But one in particular that I wanted to share with you today is an agricultural mulch film. Now, obviously, there's a lot of agricultural film, but in particular, I want to talk about agricultural mulch film. So around 2004, 2005, in Japan was having a lot of difficulty and concern with contamination of polyethylene film in the beds or in their fields. Because what usually happens with mulch film is that once it's on the ground and it does its functional performance, which is water management, weed management, minimizing soil erosion. Once they're completed with this exercise, then they have to pull this mulch film out of the field. And so the first thing is can you get 100% of that out of the field? Well, depending on the crop, most of the time the answer is no, and more difficult if you have a pretty deep root system. So that was their first concern. They said, well, you know, what are we doing to the soil when we're using this? We see the benefits from the functionality standpoint, but what are the end-of-life concerns? The other thing is once they pull it out of the field, where are you going to take it? So they had a problem with, okay, we don't really have landfills. The landfills that we have are filling up. They're closing up. So what are we going to do with this stuff? So they approached us, and they said, you know, can you guys help us out? So initially, EcoFlex, the original polymer, was used to help develop some mulch film. And that technology has evolved into a technology called EcoVio, which is partially bio-based. This product as well is globally certified to be industrial composted, as well as it does have some certification in Europe with some biological standards. There are no global standards for biodegradability, but we do have what's called the VinCost soil and compost certification. So as we journeyed through this endeavor to find a solution for mulch film, we came up with this EcoVio mulch product. Now, I have some samples on the table. If you guys could pick it up for a minute and just kind of touch it, feel it. First off, do you guys know what agricultural mulch film is? Do you know what that is? Oh, you know, okay, great, yeah. So you drive along the road, you see your strawberry fields and plastic forever, right? So what's if I can ask somebody as you touch it, do you have any first impressions? Well, it's plastic. It is plastic.
Thin.
It's
plastic.
Thin. Oh, okay, sorry. Absolutely, thank you. Very good. I wanted you to say that. I was hoping, oh, good. I'm glad you, I'll pay you later, okay? All right, so here's the thing with mulch film. One, you got to have the functional performance. You put it on the bed, and it's got to, you know, you got to put it down before you plant your seeds, and then you got to grow the crops, and then you got to pull it up. Well, sometimes farmers need that to last for 4 months, 6 months, 10 months, a year, 2 years. So there's a variation in farmers' requirements. So as it's being exposed during these growing seasons, the UV, the temperature, the water, all these things, even with polyethylene, will degrade the product to a point where as you're pulling it up, it will start to fragment. So for polyethylene mulch, normally the thickness that's out there in the field is anywhere from 1 mil, that's usually the lowest that they go, up to 1.4 up to 2 mils. So like in Europe, the minimum thickness out there is 2 mils. Here in North America, it ranges between 1.2 and 1.4. So why do they do that? Well, because if they pull it up, they need it to have some properties, mechanical properties, to be able to do that so that they can hopefully take it to somebody that will either recycle it and doesn't go to the landfill. So down gauging, we call that, is something that's very difficult to do with polyethylene mulch. So today, here's the situation today. Everywhere you go, there's an issue or concern of, one, contamination. Secondly, where are we going to put this stuff? So in Japan, they've converted, there's a lot of farms that have converted to this technology. The types of crops that they've used are tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupes, the standard high-value row crops. In Europe, we also have similar type of conditions. In Asia, we started this about 3-4 years ago, where they've gone with 0.5. This is a 0.7 mil film. So in Asia, they ran some trials 2 years ago with 0.5. I personally didn't think that was possible. I had to go and see it to believe it. But they went out, and they actually went to a processing tomato farmer. And my understanding and the discussions I've had with farmers here in North America is that in processing tomatoes, they don't use mulch film. And the value, again, in using mulch film is to help manage your water, maximize minimize your weed control, and also to improve your yield. So in Asia, what they found, this was pretty interesting, what they found when they did this processing tomato trial was that they maximized their weed control, they maximized the use of their water, and they grew 20% in yield in processing tomatoes. Well, normally at the end of processing tomatoes, you use some sort of combine type equipment to harvest your tomatoes. Well, in the past, the concern was, okay, this polyethylene film, how am I going to get it out of the field if it's processing tomatoes? And if I put my combine through there, is it going to tie up the equipment? What's it going to do? Is it going to follow with the tomatoes? There was a big concern. And so that's why they had not used polyethylene mulch film before. So when they found that this technology, once it was dug into the field, that it truly would be biodegraded with the microbes in the soils, they said, wow, okay, we'll give this a try. So I'm happy to report that actually Heinz is one of the brand donors in Asia that has a farm that's using this technology in growing and harvesting, processing tomatoes. So that's very encouraging, very encouraging. In Europe, we had a couple of trials that took place because one of the important things when you talk about this technology is that you need to have a decent organic matter in the soil. And people say, well, what does that mean? Well, usually an average is around 2 to 2.5. But we actually, in Italy, we went to a farm that did about 0.7 organic matter. And what we found there in Spain, it was right outside Rome, that they did cantaloupes, they did processed tomatoes, and they did peppers. They did their full harvest, and they did a 0.6 mil film. And after the harvest, they tilled it under. We came back a year later, and I have pictures that actually show that you can't find any plastic matter at all. You can't find it. You can't find the EcoVio in there. So now they've converted over. So 2 years ago, they asked me to take the opportunity to introduce it here to North America. So I'll share with you a little bit about what we've done here. In Canada, as you know, they use a lot of plastic there as well, but their growing season isn't as long as it is down in the south. So I wanted to first understand what we could do in an area where we could run about a 0.5 to a 0.7 mil film and maintain the functionality on the bed. So in the northwest portion of Canada, a little area called Kelowna, the Okanagan area, we have a farmer that this will be his third year that he's been trialing our, I shouldn't say trial anymore, he's actually commercial, our EcoVio mulch film. And what he did was, this last year, he used the EcoVio mulch film for sweet corn. He says, well, I'm going to give this a shot. And he was actually using a 0.9 mil film because that's all we had at the time to give him for the trial. So he used it for the sweet corn, and he found that he got larger ears, he got a higher yield, and he also got, let's see, a higher yield. He said, and I was able to maximize my water. Now, he usually did overhead irrigation rather than drip line. So he was very excited about that. And then he said, after he did the harvesting of the sweet corn, he tilled it under, he laid another layer of EcoVeo mulch film, and he did tomatoes. Now, normally his season, he can only do two crops. But in this case, because of the standard properties you get from mulch film, he was able to till it under the ground, take away the labor costs that he would normally have pulled the mulch film out. He could lay it again. Again, he didn't have to have the labor to pull the mulch film out. He tilled it under again. And then he did, which he's never done before, his third crop. So he did lettuce. So he had three different crops this last year. And each time he tilled it under. Well, he has not seen any evidence of the EcoVeo mulch film after the winter season. So he's very excited about that. So when people ask me about, okay, is this, what's the cost situation? So we share with folks that when we introduce EcoVeo mulch film, it is a specialty technology, and we encourage the farmer to look at the total cost of their farming, because it's not just to us, it's not just the value, the cost of the film. Because you can't go as down-gauged as with polyethylene as you can with EcoMulch film. So just going from a 1.2 to a 0.7, if our material costs twice as much, you're getting closer to the cost comparity. The other important thing is that you reduce the labor cost. There's no additional labor when it comes to adding to the mulch film. We can take that labor, you can actually take it into harvesting the crop rather than pulling the mulch film. So that's another value that we've been told that comes out of this technology. And then the other important thing is that, where are you going to put it? Today, one of the biggest concerns is the landfills are closing up. Recyclers are having very difficult times in actually recycling mulch film. Now, I'm talking about not necessarily all ag film, but agricultural mulch film. And the reason for that is that when you pull the mulch film, because it is an embossed film, you usually pick up a lot of topsoil, which is really important material to you guys. And that topsoil weighs about 60 to 70% of the weight of the film. So when it goes in a truck to a recycler, 60 to 70% of that weight is dirt. And then they've got to take that mulch film and they've got to wash it. And it usually takes 3 metric tons per 1 ton of film to actually wash it. Then they've got to dry it, and as you know, it's very seasonal. So recycling of just mulch film is very difficult. So what are they going to do with it? Are they going to landfill it? Or are they going to be able to recycle it? They used to take it to China, but with the green fence, that's no longer available to them. So we believe that EcoVeo mulch film provides several unique properties for the farmer. One, continue their functionality of what they're looking for as far as weed management, water management, yield, and secondly, an end-of-life option that provides them a sustainable future where they can, maximize their overall cost performance. So I appreciate this opportunity to share with you a little bit about EcoVeo, and look forward to talking with you later on. Thank you.